All right, my friends, welcome back. So we're here. As I said, it was a real brief skim over the top of the Proverbs. You can go back in other episodes if you want to really have a deep dive into the context. But we're just refreshing our minds, because I know some of you really do follow along. And so I don't, you all know how to use a search bar. Okay, so the outline of Proverbs. And like I said up at the beginning, when we went between the Proverbs of Solomon and Words of the Wise 1, we're going to see a change of groupings between verse 16 and verse 17, as scholars like to do. All right, that's idea number one. Idea number two. Some scholars, though by no means all, and perhaps a minority, think that Proverbs 22 is a repackaging of Egyptian wisdom, particularly the book, The Instruction of Amenemope, circa about 1200 BC. When I looked into it, I thought that theory was a little wanting, and so did a number of other people. So this instruction of Amenemope was intended to train young men at court to be civil servants. So in some, so there's one connection to Solomon, right, from the royal court. Remember in the last episode we talked a little bit that this was Solomonic tradition, which of course would be at the court. And it is similar to Proverbs in some ways, but I think that there's a really large difference between them. So I think it was unlikely, looking at the text of the instruction, the Egyptian instruction, I thought it was unlikely that Solomon had direct literary dependence upon him. But that is a theory that is out there.
That's interesting. I've never heard that before. So it's interesting to hear that someone's thought of that. And it would be kind of, I'd be intrigued to set them side by side and read through them just to see where those correlations are. And it makes me wonder too, just about general knowledge and wisdom at the time. And yeah, okay. I don't know how you could just believe that or come to that, I guess.
All right, my friends, you have up on your screen. So one of the sources we're using is a Catholic Introduction to the Bible, the Old Testament, John Bergsma and Brant Petrie. That's one of them. So we might as well list all of them so we don't have to do it a second time. Second one is Wisdom Literature by Roland Murphy. It's part of the Forms of the Old Testament Literature, Volume 13. And then I just got this one. I'm so excited about it. The Book of Proverbs. This is just 15 to 31, chapters 15 to 31, yeah. By Bruce K. Waltke. And it's part of the New International Commentary on the Old Testament. So this is just one volume, Nicot, like this. This is a volume, one out of a volume. Okay, there we go. So looking at the table here, we see parallels between Proverbs 21:1 through 24:22 and the instruction of Amenemope, circa about 1200 BC. Would you like to read that? Or read what pops out at you.
Yeah, well, I do. It's interesting to me the way that they the correlation. It seems like an obvious correlation, but I would be curious because I imagine they're still very unique standalone texts, you know, where it'd be interesting to read the whole MNMOP in its, you know.
Oh, right.
But and I think but I that's, think they brought these out, the little correlations and connections.
Yes, that's right. These would be where some scholars would say, we see between chapter 2 of the Egyptian and Proverbs 22. So they're showing you their example, but you're right. When you set it in the body of the text, that's where most scholars will say it's so dissimilar. Yeah. They don't see Solomon leaning into this to write this this book. Mm. And I agree with that.
Yeah. I find it interesting in the chapter 10 of the MNMOP, just the use of the word passionate instead mm-hmm. of angry.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's because I think of passion as something positive.
Yeah. Yes.
But I can see how someone would correlate that to anger or whatever. But I like that the Bible is more distinct in saying anger because it seems more clear to me, you know, because I think it's good to associate with passionate people sometimes. And
oh, yes.
And
yes.
Then even yes. with things like righteous anger and a hunger for justice, you know.
That's right. Very good.
That's interesting. Thanks for showing that to me, Karen.
You bet. You bet. Okay. But now, Micah, would you be so, so kind as to read Proverbs 22 for us?
Absolutely. I'm going to read from the ESV.
That is great.
Right.
Getting my scriptures out as well. Okay.
Sounds good. Ready? Are we good?
Yes. Yes, we are. Thank you.
Okay. Proverbs 22. A good name is to be chosen rather than great riches, and favor is better than silver or gold. The rich and the poor meet together. The Lord is the maker of them all. The prudent sees danger and hides himself, but the simple go on and suffer for it. The reward for humility and fear of the Lord is riches and honor and life. Thorns and snares are in the way of the crooked. Whoever guards his soul will keep far from them. Train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it. The rich rules over the poor, and the borrower is the slave of the lender. Whoever sows injustice will reap calamity, and the rod of his fury will fail. Whoever has a bountiful eye will be blessed, for he shares his bread with the poor. Drive out a scoffer, and strife will go out, and quarreling and abuse will cease. He who loves purity of heart and whose speech is gracious will have the king as his friend. The eyes of the Lord keep watch over knowledge, but he overthrows the words of the traitor. The sluggard says, "There is a lion outside. I shall be killed in the streets." The mouth of forbidden women is a deep pit. He with whom the Lord is angry will fall into it. Folly is bound up in the heart of a child, but the rod of discipline drives it far from him. Whoever oppresses the poor to increase his own wealth or gives to the rich will only come to poverty. And now it switches to the words of the wise. Incline your ear and hear the words of the wise, and apply your heart to my knowledge. For it will be pleasant if you keep them within you, if all of them are ready on your lips, that your trust may be in the Lord. I have made them known to you today, even to you. Have I not written for you 30 sayings of counsel and knowledge, to make you know what is right and true, that you may give a true answer to those who sent you? Do not rob the poor because he is poor, or crush the afflicted at the gate. For the Lord will plead their cause, and rob of life those who rob them. Make no friendship with a man given to anger, nor go with a wrathful man, lest you learn his ways and entangle yourself in a snare. Be not one of those who give pledges, who put up security for debts. If you have nothing with which to pay, why should your bed be taken from under you? Do not move the ancient landmark that your fathers have set. Do you see a man skillful in his work? He will stand before kings. He will not stand before obscure men.
Thank you, Micah. Mm-hmm. Okay, my friends, we will stop there. We're going to pick up on the next episode. We'll just pick out some verses. And as it is often the case, you know, when you see scripture in one time frame and then you see more in another time frame, it's ever ancient, ever new. Yeah. Till then, my friends, fide Seratio.